ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The opposition and crossbench have attacked the government over its last-minute immigration detention legislation it's trying to push through. Now, the bill does mean that immigration detainees who have exhausted all their avenues of staying in Australia could be jailed for at least a year if they don't voluntarily leave the country. Zoe Daniel is an independent MP and one of those who spoke passionately against the legislation in the parliament. She joins us this morning. Zoe, welcome.
Morning, Patricia.
You said yesterday this legislation could result in people being murdered. I put that to Chris Bowen. He says only people who've failed to make a case for protection will be sent back, that they've exhausted all of their avenues and they are not refugees. What's your response?
Well, that's what the minister told us, the immigration minister told us in a briefing yesterday. And look, I understand that the government is trying to, in some way, protect the Australian population from people who have been found to not be refugees and saying that those people should be removed from the country. But, for example, we know that the fast-track process is a failed process, that the ALP agrees that that process has been unfair and flawed for some years. So one of the concerns, for example, of refugee groups is that people who've not been assessed properly under that process could be caught in this net. I think, though, the core of the problem, Patricia, is the amount of unanswered questions that there are in this legislation. You know, maybe that argument stands. Maybe that argument that Mr. Bowen made does stack up. But the thing is that the opposition was given the legislation, as I understand it, at 7:30 yesterday morning. We were given it at 8:45. And we were in the chamber debating it at 11:15. I mean, this is serious stuff. And these people, if they are forced to go back to a range of countries, some of which I've been to, may well be, and I would say likely will be, at risk in some cases. And these things need to be considered very carefully.
The bill gives government the power to designate countries as so-called removal concern countries. That means countries that do not necessarily accept removals from Australia. What could that mean for visa applicants?
What it could mean is that people from those countries, if particular countries do end up being designated, wouldn't be able to apply for visas to come to Australia. It's pretty simple. I mean, I think that the way the government's looking at it, and it would be good if they came out and explained it properly, is that it might be a bit of a carrot and stick approach, where those countries would be sort of told, well, if you don't take people back, you'll be designated, and therefore no one from your country will be able to come to Australia, South Sudan, for example, Zimbabwe, Iran, and a range of other places, up to 20 countries. The government says that family members of people who are Australian citizens but are from those countries as origin countries would be exempted. But by and large, other people from those countries wouldn't be able to apply for a visa to come to Australia.
The Human Rights Law Centre says the bill could split families. The Immigration Minister says the bill contains those safeguards that deal with children. Is that something that's settled, or are you still worried about that?
Well, I am concerned about it. The member for North Sydney, I think it was, asked a question in the chamber yesterday about children. The minister answered it, saying there is an exemption in the bill for children. But I think that that then comes back to that sort of other point that I raised about the fast track process, where in some cases, some family members have been given permanency on, you know, a humanitarian basis, and others have not. So what happens when the family members who've gone through to the end of the process get to a point where they have to depart? You know, again, so many unanswered questions. And this is the third piece of legislation that has been foisted onto the parliament sort of in the morning to be voted on later that day. I know the government's been under immense political pressure on this, but I really don't see that it's so urgent that we had to put it through in a matter of hours. And it's not good practice. And it runs the risk that there are errors in the legislation or gaps or flaws that cause problems later. And we know that, well, already lawyers are saying that this legislation could be unconstitutional, and that the other pieces of legislation that we've put through on this in recent months may also be. So, you know, in many ways you're sort of creating further problems in trying to solve one.
There is a looming date, which is the High Court ruling, April. Are you prepared to sit for longer, come back to try and deliberate on this for longer? Is that something you think should happen?
Of course, of course. I mean, that's our job. And indeed, the crossbench, there was a lot of to and fro about this in the Parliament yesterday, and the crossbench argued very strongly against the various gag orders and things that the government was doing via procedure to speed this up in order to have a full and proper debate. And we would absolutely, well, I don't speak for the others, but I think that, you know, the way people spoke and voted in the chamber yesterday would indicate that the crossbench would fully support, you know, a proper Senate inquiry process to make sure that this law is right, so that it gets the balance right in managing safety and security for Australians, as well as protecting the human rights of the people involved. Because at the end of the day, migration policy is about humanity. It's not just about words on paper, and it's not about just ticking and flicking things that affect human lives. It's very dangerous and again, bad process. The government needs to stop doing this.
Just on two other issues, which I think are worth discussing this morning. Australian WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is in legal limbo this morning. The British High Court has delayed ruling on his extradition to the US, but they have sought assurances from the US that he won't face the death penalty and will have a right to free speech. Does that just pave the way for him to be sent to the US?
Yeah, look, I find it quite concerning. I think when people saw the ruling last night, they probably breathed a sigh of relief, thinking, oh, well, that's a reprieve. In many ways, it worries me that it actually opens the door for the extradition. And knowing the state of Julian's mental health, I think all that is an issue as well for him and his family to continue to drag this out. My position on this is very clear. Enough is enough. This case should be dropped and Julian should be returned to Australia. And you know that there was a motion that went through the Parliament to that effect last year. And there are many people in this place standing behind him and wanting the Americans and the US government to drop this now.
Just finally, Andrew Wilkie has used parliamentary privilege to raise allegations about the AFL and the Melbourne Demons' use of an outside doctor to help players avoid positive drug tests before game days. He says the PM should be even get involved. Do you think that this warrants that kind of attention?
Well, I think what it warrants is an investigation. These are extremely serious allegations, and they go to two things. One is the capacity of whistleblowers to call things out and to be able to do that without retribution. And the second piece is the duty of care that the AFL has to its players. As you know, Patricia, I grew up in a football family. My dad played VFL. I grew up at football training pretty much, and both my kids play AFL. I've spoken to the member for Clark extensively about this situation and these allegations. I'm horrified. Mm. And, I don't make a judgment on them necessarily. But I'm sure any parent who picked up the newspaper this morning and read that was equally horrified if their child is playing. And the AFL is going to have to step up and investigate this, in my view.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Zoe.
Pleasure.
Independent MP Zoe Daniel there. You're listening to RM Breakfast.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.